The law would make public employee strikes illegal, but critics warn that would backfire. They note, when strikes were last banned, before the 1983 law that gave government workers collective bargaining power, Ohio nearly led the nation in strikes. Former Democratic Congressman Dennis Eckert.
We were averaging more than 60 strikes a year. We haven't had a strike in this state in a year. We have had 49 only in the last 12 years.
Well, there have been no strikes. That's true, because the politicians since 1983 have bought labor peace using taxpayer money for contracts which are just no longer sustainable.
That's former Cincinnati Councilman Jeff Birding arguing for reinstating the strike ban. Another provision would require all public employees to pay at least 10% of pension costs, 15% of health care premiums. Governor John Kasich.
This is an effort to restore balance. Your average private sector worker in Ohio pays 23% towards their health care. The average city worker in this state pays 9%.
Critics of the new law note state employees already pay 10 and 15%. The critics say let schools and local governments negotiate with their workers how much they should pay. The vote no drive stresses the past 3 years, government workers made $1 billion in concessions without the new limits on unions. Jay McDonald heads the Fraternal Order of Police.
This report proves that collective bargaining works, that when employees and employers sit down and work together, we can solve problems.
Another part of the new law says no longer may union contracts require workers to pay union dues or even partial payments. Dale Butland debates for the vote no side. He says that change would be unfair because unions would still be required to represent all workers.
It would be akin to 10 people standing at a bus stop. The first 9 people get on and pay their fare. The 10th person gets on and says to the driver, well, you know, since you're going there anyway, how about I ride for free?
The other side has declared war on labor's house, and it's about time we stand up.
Vice President Joe Biden may see the law as a plot to kill unions. But no, say defenders of the new law, we're just trying to make union leaders more responsible to their own members. For example, the vote yes drive says, when union leaders resist moves to base layoffs and pay on performance instead of longevity, they show disdain for the most recently hired, and the unions deserve to lose union dues. Again, Jeff Birding.
The only way to really get the unions to change their behavior is to threaten the pocketbook of the unions.
That issue of longevity versus performance is the heart of another part of the new law. It says no longer will pay and layoffs be based only on seniority. Merit will play a role, too. Backers of the law say that's how the private sector operates. Critics, though, worry employers won't be fair about how they judge workers. Take a step back, say foes of the new law. Ohio government programs wouldn't be so pinched, and the state wouldn't need to squeeze middle-class workers' wallets so much if the rich paid more taxes. Again, Dale Butland.
Ohio has 128 different special interest tax loopholes that cost us $7 billion a year.
But chambers of commerce say upping taxes on business and the wealthy would scare away new companies and their badly needed jobs. Instead, hold down government labor costs and taxes for everyone, and a rising tide will lift all boats, says Linda Wagon of the Ohio Chamber.
When we lower taxes, people are better off and businesses can make more investment. And when they make more investment in our economy, we'll have a booming economy and we'll have jobs for all Ohioans.
In other words, despite some crossovers, this fight boils down to a classic debate between liberals like Jesse Jackson.
Collective bargaining, not individual begging.
And conservatives like State Auditor David Yost.
I fully expect public sector workers are going to vote their pocketbook. The rest of us that are paying the bills maybe ought to vote our pocketbook, too.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.